Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Alice McMunn Part 3 episode. She's been a reoccurring guest on the Stevie Weeby Show, and my favorite part of her interview was just catching up with her as far as her transitioning out of Cheetah's club and her doing her own hustle and grind with her OnlyFans site. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Special guest tonight. Please welcome for the third time on the podcast, Alice McMunn.
So,
what's up, dude?
That was a very beautiful piece.
I just made it up, dude.
You did?
Yeah. Look, why are your eyes watering?
I was touched.
Really?
I was touched.
Oh,
it was really,
thank you.
I think right now we're really looking for some kind of emotional releases. So you play some touching shit.
What, because of the quarantine?
Oh, we're in a quarantine right now? I didn't know. Oh, we're in a pandemic?
I feel like we're in a...
I didn't know.
I feel like we're in like a horror movie.
It is a horror movie.
Back to the Future 5, Biff steals the fucking the time machine again. But Trump is Biff.
Can I tell you that I never used to watch the news before. I never used to,
mm-hmm.
but I now find it better than most horror films.
It's crazy.
So I am into the news now.
It's crazy.
I'm very much finding that news is like, it's basically like a horror film mixed with a daytime soap opera.
I completely agree with everything you said. And I also feel something very, very bad's gonna happen in California.
I know we're all waiting for this earthquake.
No. Hear me out. In October.
You think earthquake or what?
Something.
I know, because it's like everyone else is getting bombed
warfare,
and fucking,
something.
And they're getting hurricanes everywhere else.
Everyone's
and we're like,
moving.
We're like, oh, we're not getting hit. What's gonna happen?
No,
we're
gonna
waiting
get
for
hit.
That shoe to drop.
But keep in mind, we have been getting hit with like little earthquake. Didn't you feel
oh, yeah,
that one
we
last
got that
week?
One? Yeah, yeah.
There was
four,
like a rumble.
4 a.m. No,
yeah,
it
3,
woke
4,
me up.
That was like our afternoon.
Just, yeah, I had just fallen asleep. I was like, I've been going to bed a little earlier, like
wow.
an hour earlier
Ooh,
than
that's
normal.
That's a change.
Yeah, well, what's the point of staying up
yeah.
late now or doing anything? Like the time is irrelevant now.
Yeah, I go down my little YouTube rabbit hole.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. What keeps me up is actually really annoying is I'm always looking at other puppies.
Oh.
I think it's a biological problem.
Are you looking to get another dog?
Listen, I got a foster dog for a little while
yeah.
and Dahmer didn't really like that foster dog and she got adopted and that was great and I loved her, but now I miss her and I just like having two, and even though my dog Dahmer doesn't like having two, I'm like,
rest in peace Ramirez though, rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP Ramirez. I'm like, what if I found a dog that he did like? But
yeah.
I think honestly it's probably my age, it's probably hormonal.
You know, it's crazy. My homie Eddie just lost his dog, Charlotte. Rest in peace, Charlotte.
R.I.P., man.
And I can only begin to imagine, like, I did lose Dolly, but it's almost like losing, a human.
No, for some of us,
it's
worse.
Like it's like your kid, right?
It's worse.
So how did you get through? I didn't mean to bring, we don't
oh,
have
no,
to.
No.
How
no,
did
okay.
you get, because it's been a year since you've
well,
been on here.
First of all, I deal with death a little bit different than I think a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that death is a part of life. I think that we are all here to experience all the things, and death is one of them.
Definitely.
So it's a natural thing that we're all going to have to do. As long as I outlive my dogs, I'm happy, because I don't want it the other way around. Because the other way around, they're without me, and that's a worse experience.
You just scared the shit out of me. Just don't. I don't know what you just did. Because I didn't want to talk about death. I don't know. It's my fault. Because we're both, like, our age brackets. I don't want to get too specific.
Listen, though. You have
I'm getting up there,
but
dude.
You should. Listen, you should talk about death because it takes the power out of it when you talk about it. It's not as scary. Yeah. If you really think about it, listen. If you really think about it, if you believe... manifest a positive attitude about it that you're going to go on to a next adventure.
Oh, I know we are.
I mean,
I believe in our souls.
Same.
I believe that a lot of these aliens trip on us and they're a little jealous. A lot of these other alien races, like the reptilians.
Did you see?
And the Evens. Because they don't got a soul, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? That's why they're always trying to, you know, they're doing like soul transfer. They're trying to transfer our souls or clones.
Yeah.
But they don't got a soul like humans.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I was talking to a guy the other day, though, at the dog park. And he was telling me to read this book. Oh, I'm going to forget what it's called. I have it in my phone, but I'm not going to find it. Anyways,
alien book?
It was basically about how the Egyptians were and aliens were like sharing technology and which I'm totally into that
for
shit.
For sure.
Which is why I'm obsessed with Egyptology and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, he was saying something about how they wanted to give us technology to help advance our, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
But he didn't realize how destructive we were.
Oh, yeah.
And they still come and check on us to see how we're doing. But they don't want to, like, they explain, I guess, in the book that the reason they don't meddle with us is because they want us to have, kind of like any higher power, they want us to have, like, the free will to make our own failures and learn.
Yeah.
But, like, they could totally stop it if they wanted to.
Oh,
but,
yeah, like free energy, all that shit, clean air, all that shit.
I don't know. Listen, I don't wholeheartedly believe in anything. I'm really an open-minded to any idea kind of person. If someone came up with a better thing, I might be like, oh, okay, that's even better. But I'm just one of those people that's like, I think definitely like your soul might go to something else. Like I like the reincarnation idea and that's why I try to be a good person so I don't get reincarnated in something shitty.
Yeah, and I know. I just know when we dream, because I've had some bugged out dreams, I know that we go to a different dimension. Because all my dreams, it's like I'm here, but it's like in order for me to get back here, I'm like in a dorm or like a hotel room. Like, I mean, or a casino.
Oh,
kind of like... the Matrix, dude.
The Matrix, I was just going
to
say.
Like, I have to figure out the door to go to.
Okay.
And then, I'm telling you, like, every other dream, I'm, like, in that scenario. Where I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in a dorm. How do I...
Well, yeah, that's why I'm thinking that, like, having some kind of belief in some kind of afterlife. Listen, it doesn't fucking hurt you if it's not true. You know, if it turns out the afterlife is just nothing. You just turn into dust.
I wouldn't mind because if it's just a light switch, like a flip of a switch, I won't be conscious to even know the difference.
That's what I'm saying. You won't know the difference. It won't matter. I mean, that's super fear. That gives me a lot of anxiety to think that that would be an ending, though, because that's really it then. But at the same time, I think what I'm saying is just to have some kind of faith or belief in something, whether it be religious or not, that's not going to hurt anyone or anything. It's just going to give you a ability to deal with death and like your friends dying, your pets dying. Because, you know, when Ramirez died, of course I cried for a long time, but I also,
must have been so hard.
Yeah, especially I just got fired. Yeah, it was like Christmas and like, ooh, you know, it was my first Christmas without him. And then the other dog, you worry about the other dog being depressed. The other dog was depressed.
How did it affect
Dahmer?
He
was freaking depressed for like a month.
You notice a difference?
Oh, yeah. He was like.
Was he crying?
Dahmer actually does cry.
Oh, my God.
He fucking cries. But guess what? He got over it. And now he's stoked on being the only dog because he started realizing that he's getting extra spoiled.
Right, right.
And he doesn't have anyone like, you know, stealing his snacks anymore.
That's crazy.
But I'm just saying like they definitely mourn like people and have their own process with death. But they move past it, I think, a little faster than we do.
Right.
Especially if we are also able to like. You know, like instead of wallowing in sadness, like I wanted to, of course, many days, I'd just be like, fuck this.
Did you like stay in your apartment?
No. We went out every day to the park. We still go outside. We still went to the park.
Starbucks.
I'm not going to let my other dog just lay and be depressed either. I got to live for the two of us. We're still alive. Ramirez died. We didn't.
That's great.
So we got to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to translate that to humans and animals, I think. Just think about, you know, like, some people, you know what, I'll make an exception if your like child was murdered or your animal was like it was like really horrible, that's a hard one to, I don't know how I would deal with that situation, because first of all, you have to also contend with getting justice, and I think I would be having a hard time with that shit.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
But like a natural death, it's part of the process.
It's part of it. Now, like, did he present himself in a dream? Did you see him in one of your dreams?
Because
when my dad passed away, it was a minute, but he was in one of my dreams in my old house.
Before the death or after?
After.
Oh, okay.
After my dad had passed, it wasn't right away, but like maybe a month later or something, he was in my old house in Poway, laying on a little Korean mattress with my mom, and like, but there was cobwebs. First of all, that house was haunted in Poway, but like I remember it was
you've talked about
that. Walking into a haunted house, and he was like just laying on a Korean mattress, like, "Hey, I'm okay, son."
Oh, that's cool.
Now, did your dog ever...
No, what's weird about that, when you were saying that, I was thinking about the fact that Ramirez and Dahmer were, both of them, always in my dreams before he died. Like, I always did adventures with them in my dreams. And then I had one last dream, and it was more like a foretelling dream where this was crazy, where I dreamt... I was in this big house, like a two-story, you know, whole house, and I lived there with both of my dogs, and then like an earthquake happened, but it was like a crazy earthquake where it was like the end of the world earthquake, where I was on a part of land that was shifting from another part, like say the street sidewalk here and the house I was on and the part of the front yard was there.
Yeah.
And this was going, I'm going to say 30, 40 miles an hour this way, and this was going another like 35 miles an hour the other way, parts of the surface of the earth.
Damn.
We're like going this way, and Ramirez had crossed it. Sorry, the microphone.
Oh, it's like a video game.
And Ramirez had crossed the other way, and damn. I was like trying to catch up to him.
That was symbolic.
Oh, yeah.
And he crossed over to the other side.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
shit.
He was going the other way, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to get him, and I couldn't catch him in time, and I was like, okay, he's gone. But this is the thing, and I also feel like it's easier to deal with a passing when you know that that person or animal was in a lot of pain, and he was in the end. So
same thing with Dolly.
So letting that go and knowing that he's no longer in pain, that
makes
me feel a lot better, because I've watched some people keep their loved ones or animals alive in pain too long.
No, you gotta end the suffering. You know what I'm
saying? Quality of life is important to me. I want to get pull the plug tattooed on me somewhere.
I just remember Dolly. One of my fondest Dolly memories is at least we got to take her to go camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there's a great memory. She was on the boat, on the front of the boat, and she was like tripping on the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually swam in the lake, and it was just a good, you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
At least she got to experience. That was a great memory.
Well, that's
for
what I, and that's what I always say too. Just make sure every day that you can, you enjoy the ones that you love that are around you. That way, you know, like when it ends, you're not like, oh, I should have done more. I should have.
Yeah. No, dude, you were a fucking great parent to the dude. You're awesome with you bring your dogs everywhere. By the way, I miss the Starbucks.
I miss
there.
Our Starbucks too.
Yeah.
I still go there most every day, but we just don't hang out.
Right. You get your thing.
We can't hang out anywhere anymore. So.
So, man, it's been a while. It's been about a year since you've been here. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, so what happened with the cheetahs?
So,
explain to the viewers and listeners what, like, the story behind cheetahs.
So if anyone hasn't seen any of my interviews before or don't know who I am, I'm a former stripper, dancer, worked in the industry for over 20 years, coming from Portland, Oregon to Los Angeles, and I worked at a club here called Cheetahs.
Yeah.
And Cheetahs had a lot of bands and stage show stuff.
Yeah,
and
Comedy
like,
Central things.
Yeah,
there.
Comedy Central. Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. We didn't get to dance those nights, which I hated. What sucks is
they filmed there.
Yeah, but we didn't get to work those nights, which sucks because it was taking money off our plate, which I hated on them for. But then when I realized later, the comedians that they had on there, I was like, oh, those are my favorite comedians. I should have went anyway.
They're all getting canceled, dude.
I know.
It's crazy right now.
I know. Yeah. And
we won't get into that. We might, if you want.
I kind of want to, but
okay,
I know.
Okay. Let's,
listen,
let's talk about cheetahs first.
No, yeah, we'll talk about cheetahs first, but I know I shouldn't talk about it because I think I should wait for the emotions to dwindle on some of those.
Yeah, we'll chill on that.
Like, because people are too heated and they're not being critical thinking,
right.
That's what happens in a lot of these situations. And, you know, I will say this before I continue on cheetahs. That's one of the things that I've been noticing about the world right now is everyone from every group is infighting.
Oh, yeah.
Every group, strippers, comedians, actors, like everyone's calling everybody out. Everyone's infighting, you know, politicians. So I'm trying to stay out of all this shit because I think at the end of this year,
it's set up that way. That's what they want.
Yeah. And I think at the end of this year, this shit's going to settle and everyone's going to be like, what the fuck were we doing?
And not only that, we're in the wrong city right now. We should not be here right now.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Don't make me scared. I do want to, like, I've been looking at RVs. I'm trying scared.
Yeah. I want to, like, a camper van. Yeah, like, I'm just saying, wait, before you continue, okay, I just want to add in October something with Scorpio and Mars, something like, because Scorpio has the stinger, Mars, if you flip it, war, poisonous war, something's going to happen.
Oh, hell no.
Get your water.
Hell no.
Get your canned foods now.
No, just get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm all...
Because everyone's moving. Joe Rogan's moving to Texas.
Well, Joe Rogan's...
He's making his money.
Yeah, no, I'm listen, I've always been a fan of his, I still kind of am a fan. You know what? My grievance with him is probably the smallest thing that no one else cares about.
He's a smart man.
No, I think he's smart, but... Okay, two things. I think he's being a little, like... too nice to opposing guests now. He's being a little too like, whatever you say.
He got that real big Spotify deal.
He's tucking his tail a little, I'm going to say.
But dude, that's a lot of money. Okay, if I had $100 million.
It's called selling out.
Okay, I guess that's another word for
it. I can't hate on it because I like money too, but at the same time.
That's a lot of money.
I don't know.
What would you do with $100 million right now?
Get the fuck out of town like he's doing.
But okay, put yourself in Joe's position.
Mm-hmm.
If you just got a Spotify deal for 100 mil, and then what's a 13% tax that he's gonna get taxed, right? 13%. You go to Texas, they ain't gonna tax him. Wouldn't you go to Texas?
No, not me. I've lived in Texas before. I'd rather go somewhere.
What's another state where they won't charge you?
Oregon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go to Oregon.
Oh wait, no, Oregon has property and land tax. They just don't have sales tax.
Okay, not state.
Okay. I don't know. I would have to look it up. But Texas is I'm sorry anyone who's from Texas. I like it.
I've never been, but I would love to go.
Listen, I think it's a beautiful place. Yeah. I've just been to prison there, so I have a salty history.
That's right. And you told him that story last time.
I knew a little too many crackheads back in the day, okay? I'm not in that life anymore, but I don't really want to be reminded of it, okay? I try to avoid it. So, no hate on Texas. I just don't. Anyway, I was going to say the other thing about him that I'm side-eye about that I don't think other people are. It's like I was watching an episode. I can't remember who his guest was, but they were hating on coyotes.
Oh.
No, talking about kind of like killing them or basically not wanting them around there. So when rich people move out to the hills, coyotes live in the fucking hills, That's where they fucking live.
Right.
I get it. You don't want a coyote to kill your cat or your dog, but just fucking keep your cat or dog under watch. Keep them close in.
There you go.
I'm just saying, and maybe... get a few chickens for the coyotes to have every once in a while. Get a rotisserie chicken every once in a while. If I had the glory and the money to live in the hills, you damn right I'm going to feed those fucking coyotes.
Yeah.
I just love coyotes. I think they're super cool and we're lucky to have them because a lot of people don't have nature anymore anywhere near them. And that's cool to have them.
Yeah. If I had that kind of money, I'd probably go near nature.
Yeah, I would
get like a cabin somewhere.
I would go near nature, and then I wouldn't be mad that nature wants to encroach on my property because I moved out to nature. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
If you don't like wild animals, go move somewhere where they don't have them.
Well, I still love Joe. Joe's great.
Listen, I'm just saying there's some things I'm a little side-eye about.
Yeah.
But, like, he would give a fuck. He's fucking living his best life.
I look up to him, man. Because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I got, like, my little operation here. Mm-hmm. And I just trip out because he's an OG in this whole game.
Oh, yeah.
And I tripped the fuck out like when I heard that deal. I'm like, what?
No, he's still an inspirational person for someone who's doing this kind of stuff.
He's the one that started all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Him and his homies, him and Red Band. And he's been doing it. Hey, let's just record and talk. Who could have predicted that would turn into something that's like a huge business model? And
I respect. Yeah. I just side eye on a couple things.
I could live off a meal. I mean, 100 million, me, my age, I would probably still live in this little or maybe get a little bit a better place, but I would still go get groceries and get a Tacoma, you know, little Toyota Tacoma.
I bet you everyone does it first. And then once you realize that you can have people do that shit for you, you're not going to want to do it yourself anymore. Especially if you get recognized everywhere and you have all these creeps coming up to you. And people, I'm sure you've had, I'm sure a lot of your fans are totally awesome, but sometimes there's some people that are a little pushy.
First of all, it's never a female. That's it's what I'm always saying. A 24 to 29 year old dude.
Mm-hmm.
And ethnic dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They love the Stevie Weeby show.
Listen.
So shout out to all my supporters. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you another story. I know I was telling something else about cheetahs. We'll get back to it. Who cares?
No, let's go back to cheetahs. God damn it. It's my fault.
No, it's my fault.
They're going to comment. Steve quit cutting her off. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, this is.
Go back to cheetahs.
But also to the people that say shit like that, though, because I did read that comment a long time ago on another one we did. This is how we fluidly talk with each other anyways. This is a natural conversation. And I'm ADD. I go all over the place, too. It's not a bad thing. We're covering a lot of topics, okay? You can fast forward to the cheetah story. Here we go. Cheetah story at 0.550. I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure out the number later. So, cheetahs. I danced at this club. I was there for 9 freaking years. 9 years. And after 9 years. Oh, well, let me rewind. Before the end of... It was last year, 2019. I don't know what fucking year it is. 2019, the state of California made strippers employees. And that was per the whole thing with Uber and Lyft drivers and situations. So independent contracting got bumped into employees. I personally am not a fan of it. A lot of dancers are a fan of it because then they were able to start a union, which I hear just happened. I think yesterday they just got unionized legally, which good for them. Congratulations, ladies. I, however, still, and I know they're going to hate on me for this, like, get this fucking bitch out of our sex worker community. But I just don't think that strippers should be employees no matter what, because I don't want it. I wanted to be, I'm an anarchist. I've always been an anarchist. I'm not political. I don't care about anything. I just don't want to have a bunch of laws and rules on me. I understand that everyone else feels they need them. I'm a grown ass adult. I don't. I just wanted to work somewhere where I don't feel like people are telling me what to do. And that's what freelance. I was doing. I did. Yeah, we were free.
That's the way it should be.
That's what we were doing.
Freelance.
But, you know, a lot of people think that strip club owners were taking advantage of dancers, and they were, but I felt like I still had a right to go find the club that fit me the best, and I don't mind paying a little stage fee. There's a lot of nuances here. I'm not going to get into everything. I'm just giving you my personal view on it. I like being a freelance free ball person. Mm-hmm. That's just my anarchist way. I don't like being told what to do. And definitely, though, since they are employees now, it's good that they have a union, because now they can make sure the club doesn't tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. So much. Hopefully. But I'm out the game anyways, you guys. I'm a little old and I was going to retire at 45 anyways. So, you know, I was planning on retiring. I did want to have a retirement party, though.
Right.
That was supposed to be this year. I turned, 45 in April, and I wanted to have a big blowout. But guess what was happening in April? God damn it.
Yeah.
A bunch of bullshit. So anyway.
But you still got your... you got your OnlyFans.
Yeah, so that's what I'll say. I was grateful, honestly, that I did get fired in November, because I was like, oh shit, what am I going to do? I don't have a job. And this is before the pandemic or anything was kicking in unemployment for everybody and all that shit. So, and I never got that anyway. But I had OnlyFans before, but I never really interacted with it because I was like, hey, I make enough money dancing. I'm not, I don't want to do all that. And I also was getting annoyed with people always asking me to do extra shit on there. And I was like, no. And then
what do you mean by extra shit?
Well, shit that I don't do. Because I do, just listen, I'm not trying to, like, you know, downgrade what I do on there, but a lot of people do a lot more hardcore shit than I do. I don't do porn. I don't do masturbation. Right.
What,
I don't
explain
do.
Explain what is, I don't even know, what is a OnlyFans?
Well, OnlyFans, a lot of people.
Typically, what is it?
Well, for a lot of people, it's like a little porn light, you know, little masturbation videos and like, but people do all sorts of stuff on there. Some people are doing art and other things, kind of like Patreon, you know, there definitely is a bigger market for sex workers on there.
For OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. So there's complete nude ones?
I mean, that's the one place where we can still get away with it.
You could be, it's like nude.
Yeah, they don't have a policy against it.
So, oh, jeez.
You're like, God, let me get that on.
No, I'm just trying to pick. Because there's other people that I know on Instagram who push their thing, but I never clicked into it.
Because it's a pay site. You know, some people have expensive rates. Mine's cheap because I don't do a lot of hardcore shit. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, I set my price low because I'm not going to be doing anything hardcore there. It's basically a lot of the nudes that I used to post on Twitter for free.
But they go to OnlyFans.
But they go to OnlyFans instead because I can't do shit for free anymore because I don't have a job. Yeah,
okay, so let's push that. Okay, tell them how they could find your OnlyFans.
Well, I have a OnlyFans under the same name as my Twitter name. Yeah. It's like Malice666McMunn. If you look in my bio on Instagram, which is official Malice McMunn, it gives my Twitter and my Instagram, whatever, all my links on there pretty much. Basically, my OnlyFans is there, but it's on my Twitter. Uh-huh. And you can find it usually
through
there.
Let's plug it again. What's the name of it? Let's plug it.
It's like OnlyFans, and then it's Malice666McMunn.
Spell it out. I just want to really get it out there. So I want them to support your shit. So please.
MALICE666MCMUNN. And we're going to have to spell that out because it's a hard one.
Okay. Now let me ask you something. Could I start an OnlyFans?
Yes, you could. Listen, we've talked about this before. We've talked about this before because you've always...
With my dry nuts?
Yeah.
People will pay.
Yes.
So that's a $20 tier.
No, they're...
Pay $20, you can see Steve's dry nuts.
Yes, no, because listen, there's some guys sometimes that message me, and then a message... Rand,
would you... If you're a female, would you pay $20 to see my dry nuts?
I'd probably,
You would...
Dude,
I just thought of an idea.
I just want to let ahead, it's not really probably going to be females paying to see your stuff, okay?
Guys,
you gotta understand. When,
I would be a hit in West Hollywood, huh?
Rarely,
I would be a hit.
Yes,
I would be the Asian hunk.
Persuasion. They would be into that 100%.
So it would be just all dudes.
Well, I'm just gonna say it's very rare. I'm sure there's some females out there, but it's pretty rare that females will pay for anything sexual because we can get 100 dick pics and shit for free all day.
So men would love. They would totally. Sign up for my OnlyFans.
Yes.
So what would I have to do?
I mean, you can. This is what I'm saying about OnlyFans.
Look at Ren's body language.
Listen, you. Yeah,
Ren went like this. You're not seeing what I'm seeing. Ren's like. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm just gonna say.
I'm not gonna do it, but this is fun to talk about.
I know, but I've always said this is what I hate. It's like dudes will be like, "Oh, you're so lucky, you're a chick. You can fucking get guys to fucking pay for your fucking butt pictures and whatever."
But dudes,
and
it's like, dudes could hustle too.
I've told you this years ago. I was like, you can get guys to pay for your shit too. It's just that you don't like men, or you don't want men looking at your shit because. I remember the one time we had this conversation.
You do this.
Yeah. 100%. What's your new name?
What? Zelda.
Oh, my God. Zelda ring. I do like it.
Yeah. So dudes would like this?
It actually makes your skin look a little more golden. It's really nice.
So dudes would pay 20 for this?
Yeah.
They would.
Listen, I
have to show more skin, though, right?
There's a market for everything. You do have to show more skin. No one's paying for this whole outfit.
So what kind of do I need to get Speedos?
You should get some boy. I prefer.
Some underoos?
Listen, I think that most guys would be into the tidy whities on you. Like
with the Fruit of the Loom?
Pretty boy. I would go for boyish if I was you. You know, get that real twink boyish thing going because you could pass for pretty young, you know.
But my only concern, I know what you're saying. My only concern is since we are near West Hall, I mean, this is not a homophobic remark, but what if, because dudes, especially nowadays,
I already know what you're going
to
say.
Go ahead. They could find me.
You always have to, just like I do. set boundaries with people and let them know that this is a fantasy.
This is where this comes in.
Do you think...
Back the fuck up, dude.
But
stay on my OnlyFans.
But this is what I'm saying, though. Is
yeah.
Dudes that are into dudes,
they're not
are
do
more
that.
Respectful
not
usually
do that. Yeah.
Than dudes that are into
they'll send
chicks.
Me chocolates and flowers and stuff.
Yeah, they'll probably be more romantic. Listen, have you ever watched? I don't know about you, but I've watched porn where they're fucking girls in the ass, right? And they're fucking ramming them and they're ripping them a new asshole, literally. And then you watch dudes fucking other dudes in the ass in porn, and they're so gentle and loving. They're so soft. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
I noticed that it's a little bit more yeah. like, you'll probably get, like, you know, treated nice.
Yeah. So, unless you're like Justin Bieber, you're not going to get girls paying for, your, like...
I don't even think people yeah. would pay for Justin. Females would probably still not pay for Justin Bieber.
So they, who would they pay for?
Because the way the market works
yeah.
is girls won't pay for shit because they want dudes to want them. Like that's
right.
the thing. I don't like. I wouldn't be chasing a dude that wants me to pay for his shit. But like dudes are more.
What if you're a GQ model though, and you got a six pack, and you're just gorgeous? Like
I still don't.
Tom Hardy or something.
Like most, I'm going to say like I, even though I'm a cougar and I do like, you know, like to chase after young dude. Well, back in the day, not really.
Oh no,
anymore.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about like, you know, that. Like I would like to do the little bit of hunting.
Yeah.
It only is fun if they're into me. If they were like, here's my OnlyFans or here's my whatever. It's, you know
That's,
that, you know,
there's like a wall there.
Listen, you know that it's, what's the word? I know it's not fair. In most guys' heads, it's not fair that the world works this way. But the world works this way in general terms. In general terms, mm-hmm. it works in the way that just we're not as horny as y'all.
Yeah.
Like the thing is like it's like we're horny, but like in the way that we would want them. Okay, let me go. Okay.
No. Take
here,
your time.
Here,
take your
here.
Time.
Let me explain. Here's a good analogy, I think, maybe. Let's see if this analogy works. A comedian once was doing a bit, and he was talking about how he was like, yeah, girls always say, oh, I'm just as horny as you guys. And like some girl in the audience was like, yeah, I am. And he was like, really? He was like, really? Okay, well, then you fuck this guy. And she was like, nah, you know. And then he was like, well, would you fuck her to the guy? And the guy was like, yeah. And I was like, he did a wrong analogy, though. You know why? Because, so I'm just going to say, girls are thousands of times hotter than most dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why this analogy doesn't mm-hmm. work. If you go to, let's say, a random bar and you just pick 10 dudes at random from the bar and then ask me if I would fuck any of them, it's probably going to be a no. But if you grab 10 girls and ask any dude if he's going to fuck any of those girls, it's probably going to be a yes.
Right.
All of them. And if you ask me if I'd fuck any of the 10 girls, I'll also say I'll fuck more of those girls than those dudes.
Right.
The girls are just, in general, hotter.
I just found a loophole, though. I figured out a way. I'm not going to do it. This is mm-hmm. just hypotheticals.
Okay, I want
to say. I'm not going to do it, but I think I could figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
If I went to the best surgical doctor in Korea,
mm-hmm.
and like a K-pop,
mm-hmm.
doctor, and got the fucking eye surgery and the skin, you know, the cosmetics,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
dude, I could get like you know how like girls love K-pop
mm-hmm.
stars,
mm-hmm.
then that way I could get that too on my OnlyFans.
All you fucking need to do to be a K-pop star is just to grow your hair longer.
I need the eyes.
You just need this,
I need the eyes.
You just this hair going over my
yeah
this.
No, I need the eyes. I need the eyes a little bit. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, I do. I need the eyes. And then I need to hit the gym. A couple more tattoos. You know?
Oh, no. I follow a lot of those K-pop guys. I think really it's just the hair.
It's the hair?
It's the hair.
What do I have? Just grow it? Like just...
Yeah.
Oh,
just,
I could get highlights. Get highlights.
Highlights and longer. You got to do kind of like the emo haircut. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, like Japanime.
Yeah, Japanimation, you know, style. Kinda. Then that's how I do it. That's how I bypass the system.
Yeah.
No.
And then a little tuxedo.
Yeah. No. For the, oh, like, if I had my OnlyFans, it would just, I would have to be nude then for my audience then, right? like not with my webcam, or could I just play video games, or what do I have to do?
You know what though? I will say sometimes dudes have like tried to like, you know, DM me their like sexy pics and whatever. And
what do you mean?
What, like dick pics? Just or say other it. Sexy
just
pics.
Say dick pics then.
No, because there's some of them aren't dick pics. Okay. But I will say, I was gonna say that the ones I like aren't ever revealing the dick. It's like they're showing their like nice abs, and then they have like some tidy whities on, and then they kind of just stroke it, and they don't, they just show the form of it, but
you see
the
sausage in the undies though, right?
You can see the
yeah,
lump.
yeah,
and I'm like, that's actually really hot
instead of raw, the
yeah,
raw penis.
Yeah, because it's like that tease of like you almost see it.
Yeah.
Like this one guy used to send me, like, he would also wear his tidy whities in the shower and make it like a wet t-shirt.
Yeah. Who is that motherfucker? You showed me this crazy video. He's like a Texan.
I'm not gonna say his name.
Don't say
yeah.
his name, but dude, let's talk about dude. He was that dude sent you some amazing footage.
Actual porn. So this is just a regular
this
dude.
This guy from Louisiana. Where is he from? Tennessee?
Midwest,
or
somewhere.
Midwest.
I think.
He was like a guy from like he was like a cowboy.
I think he started putting some of his stuff on Pornhub too.
But he would send you videos of him having sex on the street in Las Vegas.
Just regular, just getting some chick on the street and just them fucking in yeah. between two cars.
And then on top of that, and then you would think, oh, you knew this dude, what he was about, but then it'd be a guy. He was into both.
Oh yeah, he did dudes too.
He did dudes too.
It's hot.
How did this guy find you?
I have no idea.
That guy, but you showed me those videos at Starbucks, remember? Yeah. And I was tripping.
I think he just started DMing me one day, and I was like encouraging. I was like, oh yeah, that's hot. Because I mean, this is the thing, is I'm not against dick pics. I'm not against nudity or anything like that. I don't want dudes thinking I'm going to have a relationship with their dick pic or whatever. I'm not. Like, they can send it to me and I'll appreciate it. But, you know, and he did. He just sent me the stuff and I was like, yeah, that's yeah. hot.
It reminded me if he, like, would exist in the movie There Will Be Blood. Like, he's
oh,
in
yeah,
that
yeah.
world.
He's got the silly
yeah,
mustache.
Yeah, he's got, like, the fucking, the whole thing. Like, from a different time period. Like, yeah. cowboy hat. And, dude, he was, like, really creepy, but in a cowboyish, cool way.
Yeah, there was something attractive about him, but also not. Like, I was like, I think for me, he kind of looked like my dad. So I was like, but.
Oh, he sent one where he was actually doing a girl doggy. Mm-hmm. And he was looking at the camera like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he had his. Yeah. Did he have gold fronts too? Like, he had some crazy.
I think he had some gold teeth.
He had
yeah.
some gold teeth.
Which I think
too.
Are hot
he was
too.
Like,
yeah.
You showed me that. Yeah. And I was tripping. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he made me watch it, show it to him like 100 times.
I was like, show me again. That dude was, he's an amazing dude. Like,
yeah,
just
no.
his character.
No, it was he's a full-on character. And the thing is, I do.
Oh, he's a musician too.
And his
music's good.
He's really good, yeah. And that's the thing is, like, I like, you know, it's cool to me to see, because porn and like porno magazines and stuff like that, they've always shown you like kind of like one type of person having sex.
No,
and it's kind of cool when you see like someone who's like outside of that realm.
He's outside that box.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't
in
look
his
like
own world.
Yeah, he doesn't look like anyone who
no.
who you've seen.
He looks like a gunslinger. But modern, like he's from a different era.
Yeah.
And he just found you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like he was giving you like his diary vlogs. Like, look at me.
Yeah. He stopped doing it because I think he started having like a real like Pornhub channel, and now he's getting paid, I think.
Oh, really? I'd like to support. Like, where's yeah. where's this fool at?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, you'll tell me later. Damn, this dude's amazing.
Yeah.
If I was Netflix, like, if I was a rep there, I'd be like, all right, our next documentary
I would too.
Is on this dude.
I would fucking too.
Because he's an amazing musician, but then he's got this dark side, this
yeah, and
perverted
he was
side.
Like a busker kind of guy, so he's like driving around and then playing yeah. music on the streets trying
with like
to get
a banjo.
Money for his car. Like, he sent me... Yeah, he had sent me snaps where he's like fucking car broke down. He's on the side of the street trying to get more money to fix it, and just like he had adventures, you know, and like and then just the random chicks that he'd run into and fuck all the time. And you'd be like, what? They'd be hot too.
Raw dog too.
Oh, raw dogging.
He was just raw dogging.
You know, porn. They're doing it.
So I'm glad that he found an outlet in Pornhub, and good for him.
Yeah.
Let's go back to we talked about that. So what happened to? Because you started doing your movie. Can we talk about Movies with Malice?
Yeah.
Because I still, man, like, you had some good momentum going. What happened there? Because I want to encourage you still to do that.
Yeah, you helped me out a little bit with that, and I got it started. But then the pandemic happened, y'all, and I got a little depressed, man.
Right, that's
and
fine.
And trying to do the editing by myself, and then also just feeling like there was more important stuff to discuss than my movies, because there's just all this shit going on, and it's like hard not to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And to talk about other things, you know, like unless I'm talking with someone else, like if I and then I couldn't have guests, like, and I wanted to have like the whole thing is like doing it by myself is not as fun. I really like having guests like you have.
Yeah.
And you know, like I just don't have a lot of people that I trust having guests with, because you know most of my friends aren't really taking this shit serious at all, and I'm like, that's fine. As far as like having people, that's why I brought all this stuff, you know, in case you wanted me to be respectful. I try to like, you know, in
no, I know you're quarantining yourself. Well, yeah, I know you're being responsible.
I mean, my house is super quarantiny, so I really don't want too many people going in there, because I'm like, let me sanitize you first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little, listen, I was, before this shit happened, whether anyone believes in anything that's happening right now or not, before any of this shit happened, I was a fucking goddamn germaphobe. If a girl came into my work back in the day with a cough or with a rash that I thought was suspicious, I would either convince her to go home or I would go home if I couldn't convince her. Because I don't like getting sick. I just don't like getting sick. And I don't like getting rashes or bed bugs or whatever. Like, if I think anyone has anything that I can get, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know? And I've always been like that. And, you know, this is some next level shit. And whatever it is, even if I was to be fine, like, maybe I have a great immune system, I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want it. I just don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm trying to be as, like, you know, act as paranoid as possible. Like, this is probably the most interaction with a human I've had in a while.
You know what? You know what pushed me to even get you more like a part three? Because I saw someone contacted me on Instagram and saying, hey, Alice is saying that, you know, you're not getting her on your show. And I go, what? I asked her.
No, because...
And then this kid sent me this thing, and you were doing like a live Instagram live thing, and you're like, oh, Stevie, he's getting way too famous.
I was getting...
And I'm like, I was getting enraged, because first of all, that's not even true. I'm famous, what, at the local Ralph's on off Sunset? Like, no. Not
a big deal.
No.
But no, but I was just saying, I was trying to get
pissed
those...
me out. I was
Listen,
pissed.
I was just trying to get those people off the case.
Yeah.
Because I've been, every time I go live, somebody says, you need to go back on Stevie Weeby. And I keep being like, well, tell him. I'm
so,
not just
so
going
to someone hit me up today, because I post it, and they go, you need to, Alice, you need to get her back. And I'm like, I could text him right away. She's coming today, bro.
Yeah, boom. Calm down. It's probably the same person. They change their name all the time. It's just one person that's really into it.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to see those two together.
Yeah.
Oh, it's working.
This always makes for fun episodes, man.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, and I tell, this is the thing. I was given shit on the show, like hoping that they would actually hit you up, because I do want to be on your show.
Yeah. Yeah. Who,
you know,
what do you think what do you think's missing? Like, I try to get guests. Like, I try to reach out to random people, but there's only so many people I could get. Like, how do you, give me some suggestions. How do I need a different approach on, like, do I need to email people, or what's the deal with that?
When you usually get people, how do you do it?
Instagram.
I think that's a good way to get people. I guess there's some people that aren't in Instagram, though. Some people think it's unprofessional. I suppose if they're higher up, you got to contact their manager
I got one employee here. Yeah. I don't have a manager or some kind of, you know, person that...
No, but I mean, like, you contact their manager.
Their manager.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people have a manager, like, you know, like, I mean, I have a manager for my clothing line, but, like, you know, if I've had him negotiate stuff for me, you know, like if people want me to do stuff, but if it's something that I'm like side eye about or whatever. But like some people like people to go through their management.
Right.
You know, talk to my manager.
Who would you, what three guests that haven't been on here, who would you like to see on here as well? Who do you think would be like, oh, that'd be a perfect guest for the Stevie Weeby show?
I wish you would like pregame that question so I could really think, because I'm sure
once... No, just on the fly. Just think of three randoms.
If I leave now, I'm going to be like, oh, I should have said. I mean, I was really, I was already really stoked that you had Josh Barnett on here. I love that motherfucker. He's really good. Yeah. I think it'd be cool to have like you know, some more like of those UFC guys and stuff. Jason Ellis, even though he has his own podcast, I think it'd really be cool if you guys did each other's.
Would be dope. Yeah.
You know, just like I would love to see you two interact with each other. Mm-hmm. And who else? Let me think.
Hey, Ren, write that down. Jason Ellis.
I think that'd be cool. Yeah. I think it'd be cool for you to have. Thinking.
Would Kat Von D be a good fit?
Kat Von D would be a good fit. I think it'd be kind of hard to get her, though. I would never ask her to be on my show. Yeah. More popular than me, I would just be like,
you know, that's what I was getting at. I have never had a tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah, get some tattoo artists on here. You haven't had any?
I haven't had any.
Or
maybe when they get on, they could give me a tattoo. Like a little, you know?
Yeah, a little
thing. Little flash.
Tattoo. I mean, I have so many tattoo artist friends that I love. Like, I think, you know, that would be cool to talk to them right now and also see what they're doing with the pandemic. I'm actually getting this snake finished by Nate Fierro tomorrow. He's from Cat's Old Shop.
Is there any more room? I mean, you're running out of room there.
Yeah.
I'm
running out.
Yeah, we didn't do a whole tattoo tour.
That's going to be a whole separate episode.
That's like a whole
2 hours. I don't even know with these tattoos.
So you're going to get this snake finished?
Yeah, that's supposed to happen tomorrow. I actually thought it was happening on Tuesday, and I showed up at his shop on Tuesday.
What's his name? Let's
Nate Fierro.
What shop?
He works at High Voltage.
So shout out to High Voltage.
Yeah, but of course they're not open right now.
Oh, that's in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they're closed for the pandemic, but since me and him are homies, we're getting the homie level tattoo. But you know, like, nobody's working in tattoo shops in LA right now.
I want like an old school, like Chicano, like the ones that do like the Chicano style.
Then you need to go.
That dude from Shamrock. What's that dude?
Shamrock. All the Shamrock guys. You want
those dudes are dope.
Those are the dudes. Those are the cholo artists over there.
Yeah, they're the best. I mean, a cartoon would be a dream.
Yeah, cartoon is super sick.
That'd be a sick guest cartoon.
Oh my God, there's just so many good artists there. There's another one, Under the Gun, I think that's called. Yeah. They have a bunch of good artists there. Yeah. There's a lot of good shops in LA. There's a lot of good artists out here. I used to go to tattoo expos and stuff here all the time, and there's just too many good ones. Yeah, but I definitely petered down getting tattoos once I got here, what sucks, because now I'm so hypercritical about what I want that I can't decide on anything barely anymore.
Yeah, how do you decide, like, what's the next one?
For me, it's one of those things where I usually see it in a dream.
Oh, it's a dream vision.
So I haven't had a lot of dream visions for those anymore, so I have to wait for it to come to me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, like this thigh, I've been waiting for something, but nothing's coming.
I like the smaller ones. Like, I just know that's real subtle, the skull there, like that.
Yeah, the little tiny
skull. Yeah, the little ones are cool. Well,
it's because that pile of skull comes with this. You know what this is from?
No.
It's Lone Wolf Cub.
Oh, damn. That's what's up. You know? Oh, I didn't even notice. You have a web on your elbow, too.
Yeah, I have that, too. But you know Lone Wolf and Cub.
Oh, it's Lone Wolf and Cub. Yeah, that's my shit.
Right. So Yushi Takai did that.
Yeah, that's my shit.
He's in Amsterdam now, but
I didn't even realize that. He's the one that also did
the two cocks fighting over my ass tattoo.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, Yushi's the shit.
Yeah.
Even though he's into making you feel pain, but I love him.
What's the dollar amount, just all the work that's been done on all the ink?
Thousands.
It's got to be like over $50,000.
I mean, if you look at just the two roosters over my back, those are probably $3,000.
Couple G's right there. Yeah.
For those.
All right. So for those of... Dude, it's already... The time has already freaking passed.
Crazy.
I feel like we just got started.
I feel like we did too.
Well, you're always welcome, dude. You're always family here, and you know that, okay?
I know.
Don't ever say, because I'm not. I know I'm not. If you could say, like, my brother, he's, you know, he's famous. This person's famous. But here, I'm famous on maybe a local microcosm level.
I mean, I see you blowing up though, bro. I see you blowing up.
Let's keep this thing going. Hopefully, Randy, is it getting we're almost at 100,000. How about this? I'm gonna put this out there to the universe. For all you up and coming art tattoo artists or OG art tattoo artists, I like, you know, whatever style you do. I like the Chicano, Cholo style artists. Holler at me at Instagram, QUANGOU. And then just link me to your page and see what's up. If you're, and then it'd help if you're LA based as well.
Yeah, then you
can. I want to put that out there. Let's end it with, I want to push your OnlyFans and your merch and whatever you want to push right now.
Well, I already talked about the OnlyFans. That's at Malice666McMahon. You can find that through Twitter if it's easier. My Instagram is official Malice McMahon, and my, we're gonna write it all in the description later, whatever, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And then what you call it? Oh yeah, my clothing line, maliciouscreatures.com.
We're right here, dude.
We're in a bit of a standstill.
It's been there. It's been there.
Yeah, we need a we're having problems with some production right now because a lot of things are in standstill, but I still have a lot of stuff, and I'm putting a lot of stuff from my closet in there now, so it's like a thrift store up in there as well as, you know, the merch that I make. But yeah, there's that what else? Oh yeah, my YouTube channel that is not finished yet was also under Malice McMahon.
Let's plug it.
It's gonna come back on eventually.
Good. Yeah. What is it? It's
just
camera.
Called Movies with Malice, or it's under Malice McMahon. I hadn't ever really came up with a really witty name for it. It's all just right. My movies, because also there was also some tutorials. I got a hair tutorial in there, makeup tutorial, and how to make a litter box for your dog tutorial.
I'm just throw some ideas that you could do just on your phone.
Yeah.
Dude, just do like...
I did it on my phone.
I mean, I'm saying do daily vlogs of you just go walking your dog, dude. Or like going, you know, just... People like seeing stuff like that.
The only thing is, the other day I took some video of my dog at this one park, and then a bunch of people want to know where that park is, and I didn't want them to know where the park is because I don't want my spot blown up.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what happened to Runyon.
That's fair enough.
And I had to find a whole new spot.
That's fair enough.
Runyon's blown the fuck up now.
I was just trying to throw some ideas out there. No, that's fine. That's understandable.
I'm like protective of my spot. I'm protective of my there empty you spots. Go.
You explained yourself.
Yeah, right?
Dude, time flew by, huh?
Yeah.
That just
does.
Flew by.
I
dude.
Just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's fine. We like that here because we need more talking. Mm-hmm. All right, with that being said, shout out to Alice McMahon, part 3. We do have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help this thing survive and have it keep going and living. You know, join the Patreon, patreon.com/StevieWeeby. We have the three of our newest patrons are Alex Diolas, Wallace Walston, and Nils Figueroa. Me and Craig finished the pod in which we travel music video, and Ren helped out. Thanks for helping out that day, Ren. We're on post editing on that. We're doing post production stuff on that. Okay. So that, just look out for that. That should be dropping soon. We have a website, stevieweebyshow.com. Pick yourself up a shirt or a Little Ray's World hoodie. Just know that shipping is going to be delayed a little bit because of the pandemic and everything. But definitely go check that out. There's a lot of cool designs to choose from. My Instagram's Instagram/QUANGOU. My Bandcamp, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. All my music's on there. We have a P.O. Box video where people send in packages, and I unbox them on camera, and I do a vlog. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. You could even send a letter, okay? There's no Little Ray's World this week, so next week, look out for it. Shout out to my baby boy, Riker. I was playing with Riker's parents from Dallas, Texas today before. And they said they just had a baby boy. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to give them a shout out. And they're from Dallas, Texas. And the boy's name is Riker. Shout out to you again. That was really smooth and it flew by. Till next time.